You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Our website is believe.love. And you can also find us on iTunes at believeitunes.com. Android users, believeandroid.com. And YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou. I have an amazing guest today, a very special guest, Renee Brent. She is a number one international best-selling author, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a happiness hunter, and a life coach, a speaker. Renee, how are you?
I am doing fantastic today. It's a sunny day in Florida. I have no complaints.
That's right. We're in Florida too, actually. And I'm so happy you could join us. Let me tell you about Renee, everybody. In addition to her work as a hypnotherapist, Renee is a life coach. She utilizes a variety of techniques like neuro-linguistic programming, EMT, and EFT, or tapping, which, by the way, I've had experience with all of those, and they are extremely beneficial. She's always training in new ways to help you get results and reach your goals. She's a registered member of the International Association of Interpersonal Hypnotherapists and the American Council of Hypnotherapists. And Renee wants to help you have real change in your life. Renee, let me ask you this. When we're talking about money and business, because that's something people are really concerned with a lot of times.
Yes.
We're going to explain the science of hypnotherapy in a second, but how can it help people succeed in business and in making more money, would you say?
I work with a lot of business people, actually, Nicholas. And so, you know, businesses are run by human beings. You can't get away from it. So everything is, you know, I'm a solopreneur. So anything that I filter through or anything I believe about myself is reflected in my business. And fear of money or fear of failure affects us in the deepest part of our soul, like our, and it controls us sometimes. And if you don't understand what's blocking you, then you can't move past it. So the work that I do with people and the humanness of business and financial abundance is understanding yourself, gaining awareness of what you're filtering through, because your subconscious mind will never let you become what you disagree with. So if you believe in your heart that you're not worthy and deserving of a life where you have financial security and abundance, you will sabotage yourself every time. So if the business owners who are listening and the people who want financial success, money comes in and money comes out, or they find themselves procrastinating or putting things off that they know they need to do for their business, take a look at what your false beliefs are, and that will help you move past it and over it.
Wow, Renee, those are such good tips. That is such great advice. Let me ask you about this. What is the science of hypnotherapy? You've had so much experience. You're very, very experienced. Again, we're talking with Renee Brent. Her website is reneebrenthypnosis.com. That's R-E-N-E, brenthypnosis.com. What is some of the science? For people that are a little skeptical, what can you tell us about the most recent studies that are out there? Something that might convince, for example, a very logical male that this is something for real that can really help them.
Yes. And I've been a nurse for over 25 years, more like closer to 30 now. But I don't like to admit that. I deal with a lot of businessmen, and what I do in my hypnotherapy practice is based in science. It comes from a platter of science, because hypnosis, the state of hypnosis, is only change in a brainwave. It's from the state of humanness and stress, the beta wavelength, and a relaxed state is the alpha wave. And when you do that, you open your subconscious mind to real change. So about 60% of my clients are men. So the way I approach this is very appealing to men who don't want to go woo-woo. You just want logic. And the subconscious mind is the boss. It's 95% of what we filter through in our life. And so it makes sense to go to the boss. You go to the boss to make changes. So I open up that garage door, I say. I'm like a professional garage door opener, which is only a change in a brainwave. You go in and out of hypnosis all day long. when you're driving in a car, when you're really into a movie or daydreaming, you are in an hypnotic alpha wave. So when you do that, then you get to the boss and then you can start making changes. So everything that I do is based on that. Also, I work heavily in science and I am so excited about the research that's coming out because it proves from Harvard, from Yale, all these incredible places of what I do. And neuroplasticity is one of them. So neuroplasticity has shown that we used to think once we were hardwired, that was it. And now they know that the way you fire your neurons and this way they're wired. So if you're constantly looking for negative, let's say in your business or your life, and you're looking for negative, by the way, which is a very common, it's as human beings, we're geared to survive. So it's if we see something that's hurt us or we see something that we're afraid of, we're going to look for it now because we got to keep ourselves safe. And when you do that, you wire yourself, these neurons, in a certain way. And neuroplasticity shows if you learn to flip that around, my whole tagline is practice happy. Happiness is not going to come to you. Success isn't going to come to you if you wait for it. You have to start walking towards it. And when you start flipping those negative thoughts, those beliefs that gain awareness, and you're like, that's not true. When you start doing that, you're retraining your brain. You're changing the way your neurons are firing together and they're wiring together. And now you're creating a different reality for yourself. In 3 to 4 weeks, you can literally change your mind. And that is fantastic news for me, and it's backed up with science, and I love sharing that with my clients.
That's right. There is a new study by Stanford that came out, just like you said. They're proving that hypnosis definitely leaves a mark on the brain. There are other studies that are showing that hypnosis is actually something that can help with irritable bowel syndrome, anxiety. Yeah. Yeah. There are so many scientific studies, and I think that's something that men especially really like to see. And I love what you said about how it can help somebody make money, because ultimately, if you're happier, if you're clear, if you get to the core of your issues and you work better with people, you're relaxed more, you're able to do things, I'd say, more fluidly, do what you say you're going to do, be on time, pay attention to details, and you have peace with some of those things. I can tell you that the reason I have peace, actually what's going on, Renee and I, there's been things going on with the studio today. The AC is out. Just random little things happening here. And it's like, I'm going to tell you, I went to the University of Central Florida. Renee, her website again is reneebrenthypnosis.com. But she has a bestseller, How Big Is Your Butt? B-U-T. A great book on Amazon I recommend everybody buy, actually. But I actually went to UCF in Orlando, University of Central Florida. And I was a freshman in college in 1999, and I made the football team. And we had early morning workouts all the time. I was going to class early as well. And for some reason, I was 18 years old. I started to have insomnia. I mean, it was really, really bad. I couldn't actually do anything. I did do everything, but I felt terrible. I felt like I didn't want to do anything. And I was willing to go to, this is when we had phone books. I was looking in the phone book. I was willing to go to sleep clinics. I was willing to do anything. And I found a hypnotherapist in Orlando. And I'm going to tell you, Renee, and you know this, of course, but everybody out there, I went because I was at wit's end and I slept that night. I went to that hypnotherapist. I slept that night. He helped me so much. And actually, and we're going to get into this, it was the key to so many other realizations I've had in life that is available to everybody. And the science behind this is very real. And our subconscious is such an amazing thing. But I think what you said about making money is so important. People are people. And if you're clear and you feel like you can do it, that's why I can make this interview work. Because I would have thought the sky is falling. We've got people running around here. Renee's holding on. I've got a new computer, but we just did another interview and now something's going wrong and the AC goes out. Now I'm sweating. And it's like, actually, hypnosis in 1999 opened the door to Kundalini yoga, ayahuasca, yeah. All of these things that have to do with consciousness and connection. So I really love that, Renee.